we're cutting things out cold turkey. Our addictions are a little murky. We're giving up music, sugar, and phones. Come listen to our stories and our groans. We're cutting things out cold turkey.
Alright, welcome back to Cold Turkey.
Woo, this is Holly.
And Megan.
And we're back with our cold turkeys.
Our podcast about cutting things out.
Addictions.
Being better people.
Attempting to be better people.
Attempt, that's a good word for it. Yeah. So last week, we cut out sugar for
the
whole week.
Yeah. We attempted that.
All 7 days of attempt.
We did attempt all 7 days. I don't think I was successful all 7 days, but I did try.
How many days did you get, you think, on average?
3 to 4. Maybe 3.
Yeah, that's...
No, probably closer to 3, yeah.
You know what was my issue? It was sneaky. Like, it came out of nowhere, that sugar. It was already in my mouth, and I realized what I was doing.
Yeah, like... When Declan brought snacks to broadcast class and you're just like, oh, of course I'm going to eat this cool little snack that you made.
It's 8 a.m.
And then all of a sudden you're like, I just ate sugar. It's 8 a.m. I've already failed today. And then you're like, well, I've already failed. Like, what's the point?
You might as well keep going.
Yeah. And then you're...
And that is wrong personality, guys.
And you're like, what am I supposed to do with myself? I don't know.
You're six cookies deep.
I have, like, a problem.
So, yeah, that's fair. Did you have any cravings then?
Honestly, I didn't really crave anything. Like, I was okay without sugar as long as it wasn't offered to me.
Okay.
Like, I was totally fine. Like, at home, I made these all healthy meals, brought healthy lunches. But, like, as soon as someone brings something and offers it to me, I'm like, yes, I'm going to take it.
Right. No
and
control.
And that was the problem. Like, if my mom comes home with, like, a bag of licorice, it's like, what? You can't do that to me.
No, I'm going to eat the whole thing.
I'm going to eat it all. Yeah.
Yeah. It was hard to remember. It was hard. Definitely hard to remember.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't, like, super, super easy.
No. I don't know how we could have made it easier. Besides,
probably just like not cutting out sugar would have been.
Oh yeah, that was true. It was difficult.
The whole wedding, I went to a wedding last weekend. Didn't have any sugar. I said no to the wedding cake. Very proud of myself.
Seriously?
But you know, open bar, there's probably a lot of sugar in that. Margaritas.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I did stick to the tequila rule, kind of.
Oh, that's important. That was our one exception.
I also included a lot of other alcohol.
Okay. But the key thing is you said no to the wedding cake, which that would have been calling
right?
my name. It would have been like, Megan.
I was so proud. I just made that decision and was like, this is for you, Megan.
Thank
not
you.
Eating this cake.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I definitely thought it was harder to actually drink water all week than it was to cut sugar.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I always forget that I even have a water bottle and I just don't drink it. And then I'm like, it's 10 o'clock and I have to drink 2 liters of water
right?
in the next 2 hours.
Yeah, and then so you're like
and then all night you're
it.
Like peeing.
Yeah.
You're like getting out of bed.
And your stomach
you're like,
hurts.
I gotta pee again. Yes, exactly. Get all bloated.
And even in class, we'll have like, we get like what, a 10-minute break every hour, hour and a half?
You got
if that?
Every like half an hour.
It's I
like,
was.
I gotta sprint to the bathroom.
Dying.
Yeah.
I don't know if my body is just not used to that many fluids.
Yeah, I think like the more water you drink consistently, your body gets used to it. And, like, you'll pee less. But it's, like, if your body's used to not drinking water and all of a sudden you're putting 2 liters in there, it's, like...
It's a little different.
Your body's like, whoa, I can't contain this.
Stop this.
Stop this craziness.
Did you feel better, though? Maybe I felt more awake last week.
Honestly, like, I don't know if I did feel better.
No? Are my bags a little bit less? Do I look more hydrated?
You look a way better. Your skin is so nice and
rejuvenated.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's lying, guys. We're sitting in a dark cave in the basement, and it's not great.
I am being totally honest. I love your skin. It looks so fresh.
This is a great pair.
It's
yeah.
Great. It's great. I like to compliment people, even if it's not true.
Okay, did you even attempt the vegetable thing? How did that go for you?
Honestly, okay, other than the 2 days I was in Hecla because I just was, like, fed my meals,
mm-hmm.
I, like, kind of struggled with that. But, like, at home, I would just, like, cut up half a cucumber and eat that. And that's, like...
That was it, right?
That's, like, 2 servings or something. And then, like...
Didn't it seem low?
Eat a carrot. I don't know. Like, I feel like between lunch and dinner, you probably have, like, a salad at some point, which is, like, 3 servings.
Right.
and you probably have some sort of cut up vegetable with your lunch, which is like another two, maybe.
Got right.
Like five there, and then, I don't know.
Because what did we say, seven? 5 to 7? What was like it?
7 to 8,
I think. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I did not count my servings, but I did eat a lot of vegetables, and I tried to only snack on, like, carrots, cucumbers, like.
But you were aware of the possible serving quantities that you're having.
Yeah.
It was so hard.
Yeah. Eating healthy is not my lifestyle, apparently.
It is not. I didn't. Yeah, but yeah. We didn't eat. Did you have McDonald's this weekend?
No.
Ah.
I naughty no. Did I you?
Mean, no.
Oh, don't. Are you lying to me?
Don't say that so aggressively.
Are these lies? I don't know.
And it doesn't count because you were literally on an island all weekend. They don't have McDonald's there.
They do not. It's true. Well, guys, listeners, did you follow along with this No Sugar Week?
Yeah, we want to hear about it.
We got a new Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Cold Turkey Podcast. Send us your pictures. Comment.
Please.
Your stories.
We want to hear from you.
Tell us how badly we failed and how we should be better people.
Yeah.
I don't care. Make a comment.
Make
follow
us look
like
bad.
Us. Do whatever interactions you'd like with us. That sounds a little weird.
It is, but we're like, we're an open book here.
Yeah, we also have a website.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, that's in the link in our bio on Instagram.
Yes, it is. So check it out.
It's also on my Twitter, Holly Giesbrecht.
Yeah, and mine, Meg Kertensen.
Yes. So go check out our social medias and follow us along that way, which is super cool.
And we're going to be posting all week next week. Well, not all week, but we're
going to
be posting
updates,
lots.
Yeah, we'll post pictures. We'll...
About our situations and what we've been doing.
Yeah. I just posted one about us drinking some water.
Water bottle love. You can check out...
We love water so much.
Our favorite water bottle brands now.
That... Another question I had, do you think you're going to keep drinking this much water? Like, is this something you can keep up?
I hope so. I finished my water bottle this morning. It was like 400 milliliters. But I think we should buy that water bottle. So Holly tagged me in a post this week, and it was about a water bottle that lights up.
Yeah, it like flashes at you every, like, I think it's a certain amount of time to like remind you to drink water, which is kind of cool because... That's the hardest part is
remembering
to do it.
Totally.
So, like, I don't remember what it was called. It was called, like, Flash Bottle or something.
I don't know. We can post it.
Yeah.
The link.
We will post the link.
Because it was neat.
Check out this water bottle. If you've used it, let us know if it works.
If it's too much. I mean, we are trying to cut out technology and we're promoting technology.
It's not great,
we're hypocrites as well, but it's cool. Maybe that's how you have to be better.
Yeah. Well, let us know if you've used it or tested out.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So, you have a show coming up, on a side note.
I do have a show.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I'm a very funny person, apparently.
Like,
you may not think so right now.
Super dry humor.
Very sarcastic, very, a lot of people think I'm just mean, but I'm just
joking. Yeah, you just hide your emotions deep down.
I hide my emotions.
Cover them with aggression.
Stuff them down my shirt and just keep them there.
Yeah, yeah.
But so it's called Cree Comedy Night.
And so everyone can go see Holly on stage.
I am performing at Rumors Comedy Club.
Next week.
Big stuff, big stuff.
Huge.
Is it next week?
I don't know.
I think
so.
Weeks. November 5th and 6th. It's a Sunday night and a Monday night.
Okay.
I am performing on the Monday night.
Are you?
It's at 7:45, I believe. I think doors open around 6, so you can get there early.
And there's still lots of tickets.
Before it starts. Yeah, there are tons of tickets left. I think we've only sold like half, so.
Come on out.
Get your tickets. They're only $10. Send me a little tweet or send me a DM on Instagram. Slide into those DMs and I'll hook you up with a ticket.
Sweet.
And,
I'm excited.
We will laugh together. Well, you will laugh at me and
she might
I will
cry.
Try to make you laugh. If I cry, you can keep laughing.
It's
that
even better.
Still counts,
really.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
It's going to be fun. So Cree Comedy on the 5th and 6th of November, guys.
Yes.
Be
come
there.
Have a beer and enjoy my attempt at being funny. It's going to be great.
I'll be there. Maybe.
Both nights?
No,
come
Monday.
Both nights. Come both
I'll
nights.
I'll be there
people.
Monday.
Yeah.
Everyone
Monday.
Else come both nights. So
Monday's
be keeners,
more important
okay?
Because I'm there.
So next week, are we time to talk about next week?
Next week, let's do it.
Okay, so we have a fun show next week for you guys. Contest
we
number 2.
Are giving up Netflix. Uh-huh. No Netflix binging. No watching 12 mm-hmm. episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
This is no.
This is serious stuff, guys. We are really taking it to the next level next week. Because we're both big binge watchers on Netflix. Are you? I just assume that you were.
Any season I start is probably finished in 3 days.
Right?
It's almost like embarrassing because you're like, oh, I started this new show. And then your friends are talking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, the finale. And they're like, what? You just started it. And I'm like, yeah. What?
But that's my new level of like, if I like a show or not, if it's binge worthy. Otherwise, yeah. I'm out. If I don't want to watch all 23 seasons in one city, then it's not good.
If I watch one episode and I'm good to like go on with my day, it's like, well, was it really a good show? Probably not.
No.
Yeah, so what is your favorite Netflix show? What's going to be the hardest thing to not watch?
Okay, I'm kind of in a good spot right now because I'm in between stuff. I just finished Peaky Blinders and I just finished Mindhunters. So
that actually just came out.
I am.
Another example of Megan binge watching.
I was just going to start Mr. Robot, actually.
You're going to have to hold off on that, I guess.
I know. That's an issue. Have you watched that show?
I have not.
It has a stupid name. And I don't really know the elevator pitch. It's something about infiltrating something. Okay, so I have a friend. His name is Sizzle. And, oh, he has a real name.
No, I think that's like his birth name, right? Sizzle?
But he's like a big movie person. So he recommends all my binge watching shows.
And he recommended this Mr. Robot.
Yeah, because I was like, what's next? How do you follow up Mindhunter? What do you go from there?
So, guys, let us know if you've seen this Mr. Robot. Let us know if it's any good and if we should watch it after this week of not binging.
What's your show, Holly?
I mean, it's going to be hardest not to watch Riverdale, which is going to come out, and we won't be able to watch it. So we're going to have to hold off for a week. But then, kind of a bonus because we get to watch two episodes then.
I see. I think that's a good thing.
It's kind of, like, annoying. I feel like Netflix shows should be binge watched, but Riverdale comes out weekly, like any regular TV show. So it's like, oh, it's on Netflix, but I can only watch it
once. And they have like not spoilers, they have like cliffhangers. That's the issue.
Yeah. You're like, what is gonna happen? And they're like, we can't tell you till next week.
Why do they do that for some shows and not the other?
I guess some shows are more worthy than others. I don't know.
The producers. They just want to destroy you.
I actually just watched This Is Us
on
Netflix. At first I was like, seems like a mom show. And I mean, my mom recommended it to me, so it was a mom show. And I was like, oh, I don't know. It's probably going to be like some cheesy, dorky story. And like, I guess in a way it is. But
I heard it's kind of emotional. It actually
turned out really good. I cried a little bit. It's like kind of weird because they go... It's the same family, but they go into, like, when they were children and the parents, and then they go into, like, the present where all of them are grown up and they all have their own lives, and the parents are, like, old, and it's, like, they keep going back and forth, but it shows you so much more about their personality and their stories, and it's cool.
Oh, neat.
It's cool. You should check it out.
Okay.
Next week. After Mr. Robot.
Put it on the list.
Add that to your list.
Yeah. Now I have two shows to catch up on, so in 3 weeks, it's going to be a wreck for me. I might as well not even leave my house.
Although, maybe after this week, you'll learn to control your binging.
I just don't think that's true.
Yeah. It probably won't happen.
We're literally being in school for video.
Yeah.
This is our thing.
I love watching film, except sometimes I'm just like... looking out for those flaws
too much. I know.
I'm always like, oh, there's a boom mic, oh, that cup wasn't there 2 seconds ago.
No, it's ruined me. And now I'm like, I like this show because of its colors, and I'll be like, that's a bad too technical.
This
now
intro is super cool, I love this show, even though the storyline sucks.
I will watch that show just to watch the colors, like literally, like there's no story on like this one show. I can't even remember the name of it, but my friend's like, why do you watch this show? I'm like, because it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful view.
I could watch it on mute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like one of those shows you can watch when you're studying and you're like,
oh, yeah, exactly. Nice. It drives my brother nuts.
You don't actually have to like care about the storyline.
Yeah, he's like, you can't even hear it. I'm like, that's not the point.
The point is that I'm watching the pretty picture.
But I do like shows like This Is Us, like that make me cry. Like I like things that do emotions. Like you're going to make me cry or be scared or... not scared, but more cry.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
The thing is, like, I'll cry from almost anything.
Are you a crier?
Like, I cried during Degrassi.
Oh, no.
When that kid got shot. I cried during Secret Life of an American Teenager when she lost her baby. Like,
okay.
I am deeply invested in these shows.
How are Christmas commercials for you? Or is it more like TV shows?
Commercials are not so much tear-jerking, I guess.
Have you watched... Okay, what's your max amount of cries? Because I cried 5 times in Interstellar. Not Interstellar. Is that the one?
You cried 5 different times in one movie?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that bad. I think, like, my max is, like, maybe 2 or 3.
Have you watched?
Like, there's usually one build-up moment where I'm, like, holding in my tears and it just, like, pours out.
Yeah.
Like, The Notebook.
Oh, that's a big
when
one.
When she doesn't remember him after they're dancing, I bawled my eyes out.
Every time?
Like, that's the saddest thing in the world.
Even now, like, even, you know, it's
if
coming?
I watched it again, I would still cry.
Really?
Like, can you imagine the love of your life just doesn't know who you are?
No.
That would be devastating.
It'd be horrible.
I'm getting emotional.
Okay, well, Holly's homework for in 3 weeks is to watch Interstellar.
And
let me know
cry.
How many times you cry. Okay. We're going to have a tally mark because mine was 5. Like, literally 3 in the first 20 minutes.
That's a lot of tears.
It was a really emotional night for me.
I don't know if I'll be able to handle that. I have, like, you know those commercials? They're not really commercials. They're, like, promo videos of, like, dogs.
Oh, don't even
who,
go
like,
there.
Who, like, find new families after being abused.
Yeah.
Or, like, their
like, the little Facebook videos?
Dies, and, like, I bawl my eyes out. Like, the dog is so happy, and you just see, like, the kid embrace the dog.
Oh, my
and
God.
And you're like, this is the happiest moment of my life, and I'm not even part of it.
That's fair.
It's
and
great.
To be fair, though, listeners, every time I look at Holly's computer, she's watching corgi videos. So
my whole Facebook feed is dogs
really
doing
is.
Cute things, and I like just makes me so happy.
That's fair.
Are we allowed to watch dog videos on Facebook?
I think we should add that to the exception list.
Yeah.
So if you guys visit our website, we have our
rules and our exceptions.
Yeah.
So last week, our exception was tequila.
Yeah, it was.
And also just other alcohol, but mostly tequila.
Tequila.
And so this week,
it's I think
our exception is we're allowed to watch the news and sports only because in our program we have to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's
so
mandatory.
It's any like non-pleasure watching.
So if you're not enjoying yourself, you can do it.
Yeah. And then I guess dog videos are totally allowed.
It's dog videos.
But we are not watching any shows or movies on
Nothing
Netflix.
Nothing with a plot. Maybe it should have been.
Yes, nothing with a plot. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
No,
Netflix destroys
straight up movies.
We have some Netflix statistics for you guys next.
Let's hear these.
103 million subscribers. That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Right? And
is that like, does that include multiple accounts on one account? Or is that
100
million accounts?
Yeah, and I think it said that on average.
So it's probably 100 million families.
Yeah. And then I think they said that there was like 2.5
that is
active
crazy.
Users on each like account. So
she just got like a half brother.
Sorry, dude. It's like that ex-boyfriend's cousin that you've been on
like,
for like the last 6
stole
years.
Stole your password, but like you just never kick him out. Yeah, that's
guy.
The 0.5 right there.
That's your 0.5. What other ones do we have here? That 1 billion hours of viewing a week total.
That's a lot of viewing, and I probably have like 500 million.
Right? And this was, kidding. I thought this was cool that 57% of viewers said it was the original Netflix programming that keeps them into Netflix. So I'd be like
Riverdale
and Mindhunters.
Great show. Mindhunter, I heard it's a great show. I have not seen it.
Would you have gotten Netflix just for Riverdale?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah? Like, if it was just plain TV reruns?
If it was just, if Netflix was just Netflix originals, I'd be all over it still.
Right? I think I would.
Like, the movies are great. The other shows are great. Like, Friends and The Office are classics. But I definitely am all for the, like, originals.
Yeah.
They're great.
And realistically, I don't really watch non-Netflix original shows unless I'm really bored or I'm like cleaning my house and I find a new movie.
Movies are just like, I feel like they're such a commitment. It's throughout, like, do you want to sit in your room for 2.5 hours? But then I watch, like, 4 hours of, like, a TV show, and it's it doesn't feel like as much of a commitment because I can quit every half hour if I really wanted to.
Yes is the thing,
like,
guys.
Like, I don't, but, like, I could, and that feels good.
Smokers say the same thing, by the way, okay? I could quit tomorrow.
We are addicted to Netflix. Let's just admit it.
We are in an addictive life. Style, yes,
and people, that's what this is everyone? All about, trying to change our addictions and see what our life is like without them.
That's true.
So we also, we didn't mention this yet, in we always replace what we're giving up with something beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So this week we're going to read a book.
This
a
is exciting.
Real book,
like with paper,
and like we don't I don't read a lot. I mean, sometimes I'll get into a really good book, like, maybe once every 2 years.
Right.
But, like, for the most part, I don't sit around and read, so this is a big step for me.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was...
Uh-oh. I have to really think about this. School ruins your love of books, though. Like, yeah, I love books.
I'm gonna say, like...
Say Harry Potter, I swear.
Hunger Games, like, oh, 4 years ago.
We're talking real old.
Like, I don't No. I read a book last summer called The Surf Guru.
Oh.
And it's, like, a bunch of, like, short stories, but they kind of connect. And it's written very oddly. Like, I didn't really understand a lot of it. But
okay.
It was, like, good, because I could just read 2 pages, and then I was, like, done.
Oh, small chapters.
So, like, it took me a really long time to read this book. Right. It's not very big. It was, like, 50 pages, but I finished it. It was great.
Okay.
And that's the last book I read.
That was it, hey?
Yeah.
That's...
So I'm looking forward to this book. What's this book called again?
Okay, we chose... It's A Guide to Mindfulness. Minimalism.
The Simple Guide to a Minimalist Life by Leo Babautu.
That would be good.
I don't know how to say that.
So it's all about how to take away all the clutter and unnecessary stuff in your life.
Which kind of... sits well with what we're doing here.
Yes, that's why we picked it, guys.
Yeah, we agreed to read the same book so that we can compare our thoughts later, and we're actually going to try to follow, I guess he gives little
points,
homework lessons, like, oh, like, try giving up this, or, like, get rid of this in your house. So we're going to try to do some of them.
Yes, we
are. And we'll see how that goes.
And
so there's some that's, like, minimalist travel, minimalist workspace, home, clearing your clutter. There's, like, one about, like, your thoughts, I think.
Yeah.
God, who
the
knows?
Workout, it's minimalist, like, workout, which I don't understand what that means.
Minimalist
yet.
Fitness.
Yeah, that was, like, our one we were excited about the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, we're really excited to just do the nothing. Minimal amount of work here.
Yeah.
It's going to be really great.
Absolutely nothing.
I'm looking forward to that.
I think that will be a good book. And it's, guys, it's a short book, so... read along with us and
check out the book. I think you can probably get it, like, on iBooks or, like,
I think so,
audiobook,
yeah,
or something.
You could find it online.
I'm sure you could find it.
If
not, the library, hopefully.
What is that,
a library?
I'm just kidding. The last time you're in a library.
The last time I was in a library was when I was in university, which was 2 years ago.
Oh, good. This
I have
big
not
for
been
us.
To an yeah
we should have picked a book that forced us to go to the library.
No.
Too yeah,
far.
Too much.
Let's not
next,
put too much pressure on
yeah,
ourselves.
We'll,
yeah,
we'll maybe later.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's some of these books. It says, like, minimalist principles. It's omitting needless things. Identify the essential. What's important to you? What makes you happy? Make everything count. Fill your life with joy. Edit. I don't know what the edit point means.
I'm excited to fill my life with joy.
Me too. We're
happier. Edits maybe, like, adjusting it to your own lifestyle. Because I'm sure not everyone can be the same type of minimalist.
So kind of like...
you got to decide what's important to you and keep those things and get rid of the other things, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's going.
Like, we're not ready for a small house revolution yet.
We're not going to build our own house this week.
No, nope, sorry, guys. We're not doing that.
But I may get rid of, like, some old clothes.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good step.
Yeah. Like, clean my room.
Clean my room, yes.
That would be a big step for me, actually. One thing you have to know, should we shame ourselves by showing pictures of our rooms? Is that?
Oh, my. Because
it's bad.
Pretty clean.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
I mean, like, from if you walk in, it looks clean. Like, just don't open any drawers or, like, closets
or
anything.
Oh, you're a stuffer. But, like,
if you just look in my room through the doorway, it's like, oh, yeah, it's pretty.
Okay. Wow. Even through, what's your laundry situation? You don't have any clothes on the floor?
I have, like, a laundry basket and a closet. I don't really, like, throw them on the floor.
So, guys, Holly's perfect.
I'm perfect. I'm super clean.
She's just going to skip this week, actually. She's not even participating.
No. I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn some things. We're going to learn different things, probably.
Are we? Do you want to pick different things?
I think we're just going to
naturally
embrace the book differently.
Oh. Yeah. We're not very, yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Meat. Oh, wow. Meat's on here as one of the things to limit.
Minimalist meat.
Clothes.
I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a vegan type person, not a vegetarian. I'm all for loading up the meat.
I come from like a vegan household, but I'm marinating some chicken right now.
So I got a bit of both.
I'm in both waters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reduce commitments. Oh, God.
That's... Okay, so we're going to break up all of our relationships.
I don't have one, so you're good. I'm good. I don't know about your situation, but...
I'm actually going to see my boyfriend this weekend.
Oh, good. This is great timing.
Oh, man. Well, I will kind of reduce my commitments because I'm leaving all my schoolwork and homework and work.
Are
and
you?
All that stuff here. I'm taking the weekend to just focus on him.
Minimalism.
So, yes, minimalist. I'm doing it. I'm doing it, guys. Gonna do it.
So maybe we need to. We're both going on trips. So maybe we should go to the minimalist travel situation here.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
We're going to have to read that.
That is going to be, guys, think about traveling when you're reading this. Because that's what we're going to be doing. Oh, minimalist computer. Could you imagine not having 30 tabs open? I'm looking at my computer right now, guys, and I literally have 30 tabs open. And it's...
Oh, my goodness. I looked at Tony's computer the other day, and he had... Literally, his whole screen was files on his desktop. And I was like, I'm having a panic attack just by looking at your computer right now. How do you find anything?
Holly's not big on subfolders. She's yelled at me... For what, like 6 hours
yeah,
straight?
Yeah, Megan, you want to find like, oh, I want to find a Word document. So she goes in, oh, my school folder, which has her pre-com folder inside, which has term 3, which has each class, and then each class has like the date.
Subfolders.
And then you have to go in the date, and it's like Word documents, InDesign documents, Photoshop, you have to go in the Word documents.
Yeah.
And then there's random, there's not even... There's folder in between folder between folder.
I
it's like,
love
where
sort folders.
Is the Word document? We don't know.
You'll never find it.
It's impossible.
You
want to hand
it.
Something in? Good luck.
Holly has like
not gonna
one file. She like puts it on a hard drive and it's deleted.
Everything is on my hard drive. I have 2 folders on my computer right now.
That gives
one
me anxiety.
One is school and one is called other. just anything
other.
That's not school.
Where's your pictures?
Well, just in my iPhoto thing, I guess.
Oh, you use the Cloud.
Woohoo!
Woo, cloud.
Online saving. What?
How much do you spend on the cloud each year?
Oh, I don't actually pay for it. When you buy an external hard drive, you get like a bunch of storage for free.
Really?
For like 2 years or something.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. It's fine.
# Seagate. Buy the hard drive.
That's too technology. I don't know what a Seagate is. I don't get it.
It's a brand of. Yeah, never mind. It's
okay.
Fine.
Irrelevant.
This
guys.
Is not a show for
Sorry.
Promotions. It's
this
fine.
Is really not. The opposite when we're talking about minimalism.
Exactly.
I'm excited for next week.
Yeah, next week is going to be really great. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this book. I'm going to try
too.
To read it on the plane.
Right.
We'll
yes.
See if that
too.
Works out.
It's a short book, 100 pages.
Yeah. So if you want to read the book too, once again, it's called. The Simple Guide to a Minimalistic Life by Leo Babauto.
And we will, again, put that online.
Yeah, check out our website because we're going to post everything we talk about on there.
Yeah.
We'll
and I'll be on we'll Twitter it, tweet it, whatever.
Yeah. Just check out our social medias. You will stay involved. And
it's going to be fun. We'll do it together as a team, guys.
So meet with us next week.
Next week.
We're going to post every Friday at noon.
Yeah. Start your weekend off right with us.
Check us out next Friday.
I'm excited. Sweet.
We will see you guys.
Bye, guys.
Next week. Bye.
Ciao.